Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We are going to study to see how to interpret Scripture. Lesson 6. Why is interpretation needed? Tuesday, the Bible and culture. The Apostle Paul traveled to Greece, and he came to the capital city of the Greek people, Athens. And there he found a very special culture. In those days, in the Roman Empire, Greek education was the education people, yeah, they acknowledged it as the best. And because of that, rich Roman families, leaders in the country, they got a Greek teacher for their kids in their family. Because Greek teachers, they are the best. And so the Greeks became a little bit arrogant because of that. And even more in the capital of Greece. There was the center of education. Now when Paul came there, how could he proclaim the gospel of Jesus there? And we find an interesting text in Acts 17. And Luke, who accompanied Paul, tells us about this. What happened there? And there were certain philosophers of the Epicureans and of the Stoics, and they encountered him, and some said, "What will this babbler say? Do you see the arrogance?" But others, what did they say? "He seems to be a set of force of strange gods, because he preached unto them Jesus and the resurrection." And they took him and brought him unto Areopagus, this is the marketplace, saying, "May we know what this new doctrine whereof you speak is? For you bring certain strange things to our ears. We would know, therefore, what these things mean. Come, speak, we're interested." And then Luke tells why. "For all the Athenians and strangers, even they, which were there, spent their time in nothing else but what? But either to tell or to hear some new thing." They're curious. "They discuss, and they are philosophers. The women, they do their housework so that everything goes smoothly, but they debate and discuss as we have it in the Orient till now." Now, what to tell these people? They want to hear it, but only because they are curious, not because they are open-hearted. They just want to hear something new, and therefore Paul is interested for them. And what could you say to such people who think that they know everything? Now he has gone through the city, and then he found an altar. And He said, I perceive that in all things you are superstitious. For as I passed by, I found an altar with this inscription, to the unknown God. Now that's the God I'm going to proclaim to you. Oh, the unknown God. What an idea. And after his preaching, and he preaches about the resurrection of Jesus, and then some start saying, that's enough now. That's too much. A resurrection of the dead. So we haven't heard that before. Such a nonsense. But some, as Dionysius, a member of the highest council there in Athens, Dionysius, he is open-hearted and he walks with Jesus and some other, with Paul and some other men, and Damaris and some other women. So although they are so arrogant in their intellect, there are some who are open-hearted, but not so many as there were in Corinth. There were more. There, a big church was founded.